was it that has just... Oh, I think it might have been Bob Slayer. Yes, he's got a John Fleming tribute here, do you know? Because instead of, you know, he had his head all shaved.
Yes.
He's let his, what such as there is of his hair, yeah, grow back in. So he's got the same kind of slap toppy, but kind of like muff round the edge that you've got. It's a John Fleming tribute hairdo.
You describe...
We could all have them if we just shaved the top of our heads.
You'd describe me as a muff, would you?
Well, it's kind of like a... You know these pillows that you get to help your neck on long flights? It's like you've got one of those flattened out, made of hair, round the bottom of the outside of your head. I think we're all getting the picture.
I
think we can all... We've all got a mental picture now, and that the top of the head is bald.
I wasn't attracted to begin with, but now...
Well, I was just trying to describe, just trying to... Anyone who's listening, these listeners in America that you keep referring to...
We have listeners in America.
Well, you keep talking about them not understanding things that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just giving them a mental picture of you.
Well, I barely understand what we're talking about.
I mean, I personally have a full head of hair. It's... I made a huge mistake. I brushed my hair last night, and I look a bit like a kind of African dandelion. I've got this kind of strange... It's a cross between... What's her name out of the Addams Family? No, the other one, the Munsters.
Yeah.
So, and Michael Jackson.
You think we should start this again? No.
It's going to take forever. Neither of us is
yeah,
well.
Yeah. We're going to take pictures of each other.
Perish the thought.
Together.
Anyway, moving on. Anything exciting happened to you while you were on your sick bed?
No.
Did you hear anything, see anything, think anything exciting?
No.
This is going to be a fucking short podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I did have to ask you, during my incarceration, I was doing babysitting at one point.
Oh, my God, for an actual baby?
For a five-year-old.
That's practically a baby.
I saw Octonauts, which is a very fine series. And it's very educational. And he went on. There was one episode about jellyfish, and he went on about the.
What medication were you on at this point, John?
They went on immortal jellyfish, and there is such a thing as the immortal jellyfish. And I looked it up in Wikipedia, and it says immortal jellyfish.
So it must be true.
It lives forever.
I mean,
it gets to a certain age, then it reverts to being a baby, and it starts.
Well, don't we all, John?
And it starts growing again, and it's absolutely true. And there's only about three references even on Wikipedia. There's only three references. One of which is the Octonauts, and this is apparently true. And what is the?
And Octonauts is what?
It's a cartoon series, but this could be the cure for cancer for old age for everybody, and everyone's just ignored it.
Why don't more people know about it? Because obviously not enough people watch Octonauts.
Well, obviously not, no. I mean, I was extraordinary. Many is the blog I didn't write while I was ill. There's also a wonderful poster outside there. This isn't going to translate. Outside Leytonstone High Road Tube, which is basically the three slogans of 1984.
Yes.
Which was truth is strength, whatever all those things are, with a picture of David Cameron. But it's a bit sort of disintegrating on the wall, so... It's a work of art. It's a work of art.
Well, that was hilarious. I'm glad you joined us with that story.
I'm now
fascinated by Argonauts.
Octonauts.
So there's eight of them.
What are the eight sides? I can't remember. I had flu.
Well, fascinating.
It's absolutely true. It is. I think there's a blog to be had here.
Well, you heard it first here, people.
But it is the cure for everything, and no one's actually investigated it.
Did you know that also while you were ill, there's a chap called, because of my continuing fascination with everything that we're not allowed to see in the world of comedy and indeed or elsewhere, there's a guy called Dave Ward, I think he's a Canadian comic, who's being sued by the Canadian government, who I always thought were quite broad-minded, for a joke that he did about disability. And he's actually being sued for, I don't know, 60,000...
What was the joke?
Well, I'm obviously, if I said it, I'd probably be sued by people too. You can hear it from his own fair lips at the Edinburgh Festival, because he was so incensed. He did this show, he did this gag, I think, on television in Canada. All hell broke loose because the thinkerazzi, the chatterazzi, got on his case, and then I know they pushed it and pushed it and pushed it as they can do, and they just won't shut up until somebody in a position of power does something. And what was done was he's been threatened with a fine of or
what was the charge
of I shall look it up on actually it's in here somewhere.
It'll take too long.
No, it won't. We'll just chat it. So shall we go along? And he's doing an Edinburgh show, an Edinburgh Festival show, all about it, at which you will hear
the
said
joke.
I mean, it is, I mean, because it getting close to Edinburgh, of course, I am deluged, I say, by offers of tea, coffee, cocoa, drinks, lunch, and God knows what else.
But not cocaine.
Nobody has quite thought that through,
You heard it first here, though.
You know, you have to say, what is this reviewer bribable with?
I was under the impression that the National Health Service would give you heroin, they would give you cocaine, but he wouldn't give you marijuana.
What?
Well, they give you morphine, don't they?
And
they'll give you cocaine, but they won't give
you
marijuana.
They'll give you cocaine?
I believe so, for the alleviation of pain, I thought.
Really?
Wow.
What do I have to develop in order to get...
I don't know.
Cocaine?
I don't know.
I mean, you get Novocaine at dentists.
Yeah.
And anyway, you're right. It's going to take far to...
Perhaps it was a misprint.
No, it wasn't. But he's... there we go. Yes, his name is Mike Ward. And he was sued by the Canadian government for one of his jokes, and the Human Rights Commission of Quebec now wants to fine him 80,000 Canadian dollars, which
French.
I think is about 5 pence.
French,
I know.
French.
No sense of humour.
No.
It's and especially the Quebecois, famed for their lack of sense of humour. It's why they want to break away. There's too much laughing in the rest of Canada. There's too much fun having and joking around, and they want to have their own little French-speaking, sour-faced area during, you know, in which, obviously, nobody can make jokes about... anyway, so Mike has decided to get his money's worth out of this 80,000 pounds to bring the joke across the Atlantic to Edinburgh. Apparently, it was about disabled children.
Fair enough.
Well, you know, I'm a big... I have many, many, many...
To tell the
disabled
joke.
Friends. No, it doesn't tell the joke. Look, this is PR. This is Paul Sullivan PR, right? He knows his...
He's very good.
He knows his business. Yeah. He's very good. He's not going to put the joke into the PR release where it can be put in the papers for public. We want people to come to the show, which is incidentally called Freedom of Speech Isn't Free, on the Gilded Balloon Wine Bar. At 8:45.
You don't think it's a ploy to get a cunning stunter world by actually making up an idea that doesn't exist?
Well, we'll soon find out. I intend to go and see the show.
Well,
now, tell me, is this...
42.
Okay, people, tell me, is this or is this not a good idea? I will be offering the idea up to the people of Edinburgh, hopefully, if Scotland on Sunday let me do the diary again. But I was talking to who was I talking to this morning? Dave Allison, I was talking to, of This Is Your Trial, which also is going to be in the Gilded Balloon Wine Bar. And I was...
Not simultaneous with the other show.
But he was worried that there might be a backlash against the Gilded Balloon because of the horror that is what they're doing to the Counting House. And I said, I really didn't think there was going to be any kind of backlash, not against performers, but this is when I had my brilliant idea. Well, I think it's a brilliant idea. You can tell me if you think it's a brilliant idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Now, I think that when you go and see a show in the Counting House, and or if you go and see a show in the Counting House, and there's no reason really why you shouldn't, because I'm sure there's lots of very good shows on there. But at the end of the show, there will be a bucket there. Now, the Gilded Balloon, which has taken over the Counting House, is taking 40% of that bucket, which is quite...
As well as vast amounts of money.
Which is so far beyond the pale that that they would not be able to find their way back to the pale with a Google map of pale and surrounding area. So what I'm suggesting is this. In the same way that if you go to a restaurant, I can't remember the last time I was in one, but I seem to remember that if you're paying by credit card, there's a little thing at the bottom that says you can put in a tip, or sometimes you put a tip in a jar. Now, I never believe that that is given to the actor, like your great waitress. And I would suggest that if you enjoy a show, and if you would normally have put money in the bucket, don't put money in the bucket, because 40% of that money will go to the Gilded Balloon. Instead, go up to the performer and press it into his hand, his pocket, his groin, his arse crack, but someplace that the Gilded Balloon cannot get at it.
So presumably there will be a man actually sort of stealing all his money.
Well, there will be a man, presumably, with Gilded Balloon, Money Grabbers Are Us, on his T-shirt, standing beside the person with the bucket, you know, with some one of those clicker meters that people have when they decide how many people are in a show. It'll be every time a quid goes in, clickety-click, 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 one for me, one for you, four for me. So don't put it in the bucket. Find the person, give them the money personally, and put it someplace where even the denizens of the Gilded Balloon wouldn't try to remove it and take 40%. I mean, don't you think that's a brilliant idea?
It's a brilliant idea.
Thank you, John.
But they're calling it the pay what you want, but it's not pay what you want. It's to lose even more than you were losing before.
Absolutely. I know. It's quite horrid. That aside, it looks like it's shaping up to be not a band. I mean, we've got... I got news for you.
Have you got news for me?
What a great name for a show. Yeah, I have news for you, and I can tell you... There we go. I have news for you about previews that are happening at the Mama Bia Shara Emporium.
Oh.
Now, we've already had really two stonking previews, actually, from Giacinto Palmieri, who is very worried and depressed about a review that he got from Steve Bennett on Chortle.
In Brighton. Yes.
In Brighton. And Romina Puma. But coming up, I say, what I've said to people that I'm going to be in Kenya from... the 4th of June to the 24th of June, and previews can still go on. You're going to have to sort of sort yourself out, but the space is still here.
Yeah.
Because, John, the space is not about me. The space is about... Well, I'm not going to say you. The space is about them. Okay, listener, if you happen to be a comic who's taking a show up to Edinburgh and you're thinking, well, right at the moment, it's a bit shit... Best shake the bugs out of it in front of an audience that are probably all friends of yours and won't tell you quite how shit it is. So you can still do that at the Mama Bia Shara Emporium, even though I'm not here to sneer in the background. As long as you've got somebody that can look after the door and all that sort of stuff, that's okay. But I'm here up to the 4th
of
June, and we have on the 27th of May, which I believe is next Friday. There's Mary Burke, the notorious B.I.G.
What's a B.I.G.?
Well, no, it's not B.I.G. It's the notorious something else I should have done.
Milf.
Oh, hang on. The notorious... anyway, she sent me all the bump on it. But Mary Burke is pretty damn good. She's smart. She's Irish. She's a great performer. She's got good shit to say. I don't agree with all of it, but I agree with quite a lot of it. And she's a really good, kick-ass female comic. So she's on here at 7 o'clock, when can you get here? On the 27th of May. And then 2nd of June is Njambi McGrath doing her...
You're supposed to be calling herself something else.
Well, on Facebook, she's using her Kenyan name.
It's totally complicated.
I know. Anyway, for in terms of comedy performance, which this is, her show, it's called Last Dance with My Father. And it's all about her relationship with her father. I don't think they did actually dance, but you'd need to come and see the show to find that out. And she is sharing the night with Candy Gigi.
If anyone, the mind boggles. Poor Njambi.
What do you know about? I know. What do you know about Candy's show this year, John?
I know nothing except that it'll be brilliant because she is wonderful. A former Malcolm Hardy Award winner. Was it last year she won the Malcolm Hardy?
I think
Award?
It was.
I think it was too. And I think last
we've got a concrete floor, so if she is destroying salad vegetables, that we'll be able to clean up quite quickly.
Well, I think last year she did, was it 35 minutes or something? So
yes.
It was under the Perrier. So I think this year, so it's over the Perrier, isn't it? So I believe she's going for it this year.
When John says Perrier people, you have to understand that he means Foster's. It's a sort of a speech impediment or a brain impediment. Call it what you will.
What else have you got on?
Well, once I get back from stopping rape across Samburu and whatever else I'm doing, we've got George Zak on the 3rd of July.
Who's George Zak?
He's someone that called me up and asked for a... Mm-hmm. But I'm sure he's very good.
Yeah.
Martha McBriar on the 6th of July,
yeah.
Who, as we know, is brilliant. She's got a new show. Olaf Falafel and Daphna Baram are sharing the 8th of July. That's going to be a corker.
Anagrams aplenty. Mm, yes.
Indeed. Luca Cupani and Ivor Dembina. I think that is going to be phenomenal. They're sharing the 15th of July. Luca and Ivor, I think.
Well, what's Ivor's show about? Don't we know? We don't know.
Well, I mean, Ivor's show is about Ivor's thoughts, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, he's
yeah,
got great... Yeah. I mean, I think he might still be doing the new Jewish jokes and old Jewish jokes, but he's still making this one up.
Okay,
but the fact is, he's Ivor Dembina. And whatever he does, he's a bit like Nick Revel, who's also... He's not doing a show here, but he's doing a show in the Gilded Balloon again. And
is everyone doing a show in the Gilded Balloon?
No matter what they do, these, when I, dare I say, old guys... But these kind of seasoned campaigners, they almost can't be bad, I think. You know, you can go, well, I'm not sure what the overarching theme here was, or it wasn't hilarious, topical, marvellous, witty stuff served up to us in the youth vernacular. But they can't be bad. There's always something, well, certainly with Nick, he's proper old-school... political, intelligent political, you know, like Jeremy Hardy. I was listening to Jeremy Hardy last night. He's brilliant. Jeremy Hardy speaks to the nation. He's fucking brilliant. He's absolutely wonderful.
I was Jewish, of course.
Huge, huge fan. Yes, he's not... I don't know what Jeremy Hardy is, but Ivor is Jewish, of course. But he's, you know, it's that proper... I've had a life. You know, I've lived. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to kick some of my thoughts around. Which, you know, I'm going to be ageist here. It's okay to do when you're Ivor. It's not quite so interesting when you're 17 and you've got, you know, a GCSE and an application form for a media studies degree.
So 15th of July, that?
That's the 15th of July. 16th of July, it's our Italian stallion. Now...
Who's he?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Palermo is the Memoirs of an Italian Stallion.
I'm trying to put out of a stone.
He's not a stand-up comic as such, but he will be standing up and he will be quite funny, I'm hoping. But it's kind of... It's a biographical thing. He's not going up for a full run. It's his first shot at it. And he, again, has had quite a life.
Is he still suggesting only men come to this?
Oh, did he?
He did,
oh,
yes.
He can fuck that right up, his Italian arse. That, and in that case, girls? Well, no. The feminazis, no. Anyone, please, there's quite a few people that I can think of who probably won't like this show, who are people of the feminine persuasion. So don't come, because you might get annoyed. He's kicked around, and his... No, I think he's a great bloke.
He's an interesting man. He's a real person.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a real man. He's a real Italian stallion, which is what... the name of the show is.
But lucky.
We can all learn, I think, and when I say we, I mean you, people who are doing previews here.
Hey, prego.
In that he's already got a Facebook event up and running. He and is strong-arming, I don't like to think how, people into coming, because there's a lot of people have already hit not just the, Christ, interested button, because it upsets people when you say maybe. you have to, I'm interested. No, I'm going. I'm not going. I might come. No, that's too horrid now. I'm interested. So lots of people are interested and quite a lot of people are coming. Then someone got in touch with me and there's an actor show called Bobby Rooster.
Would this be Bobby. A Scottish act, would this be?
Bobby! It's certainly spelled in a Scottish way, and I'm desperate to see it.
B-O-A-B-B-Y, Bobby, yep. Rooster.
Bobby. Say Bobby.
Bobby.
That's quite good. Bobby.
I am a chicken today.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby.
Ah, That's it. Spoken like a Glaswegian. Now we've got Johnny Pelham, Marvellous, and Ruby Thomas on the 20th. Diane Spencer, I'm exceptionally chuffed.
That's very impressive. Yes.
Has got in touch. She's doing the 22nd of July, and she is corralling another top-notch act to come along and share the night with her, which is very, very impressive. Then the one, the only, the extraordinarily stupendous Lynn Ruth Miller is joining us on the 25th of July.
I didn't know we were coming apart.
So, thank you very much. So, as you can see, bloody marvellous roster of shows.
That's amazing lineup. Yeah.
And, I mean, we're not done yet. We do... Now, I had been telling people that we've got our own dedicated intern. I met said intern. She's a lovely girl. Lovely young girl who has some kind of media studies degree. She's a lovely young German girl.
German?
Who at the moment is in Germany. I've lost track of how much help she's going to be brutally honest. So I would suggest anyone who wants to come and do a show or do a preview should take a leaf out of the Italian Stallion's book and watch He Doesn't Kick You While You're Doing That, and do as much promotion as you can.
Or go to Germany.
Or go to Germany. Because, you know, audiences are not massive. I think I don't know if preview audiences... apart from the ones here, I never go to previews. Do you go to previews?
Occasionally. They're usually quite full because they're all their chums.
Yeah.
And that's usually free.
Yeah.
So all their workmates and chums tend to go...
But, you know, I find in terms of reviewing, because PR people are always trying to get me along to see previews. But I find, you know, one of two things happen. One, the preview's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I can't review the preview.
Yeah.
So when I go and see it again in Edinburgh, it doesn't seem as good. So there's the sound of stars dropping off a review, which probably might have been better if I hadn't seen the preview in the first place. Yeah. Or I go and see the preview and it's so shit that I strike it off my list for Edinburgh. So
inviting to the previews is a bad idea.
Inviting... God, not much gets past you, John Fleming.
No.
Sick as you are. But no, so I prefer not to see previews, which is not to say that anyone should not come and do... Because I can just go and hide if you're doing a preview at Mama Biashara. If you don't want me to come and see the show, tell me to fuck off, and I will fuck off.
Are there any other possibilities?
What do you mean, any other possibilities?
Like, to be confirmed.
Lewis Schaefer said he would come along. Tom Ward and Elliot Steele, who is son of Mark Steele, they want to share a night, we still haven't... confirmed the night.
Got very nice hair, Tom Ward.
Matt Price has said, but he says, God love him, although I don't believe in God, he wants to sort out McBriar first. Some people can just be too nice.
Well, can't he just share a bill with McBriar?
Well, that's exactly what I said to him.
Yeah.
He's playing hard to get. I think they should share a bill.
They can sort each other out.
Steady. That's a different kind of show, John.
Yeah.
And then the brilliant Ria Lina. I'm trying to pin her down to a date.
What? And when you say pin her down to a date?
Well, to come and do a... Well, I don't think she bats for...
She's married with three children, isn't she?
Is she?
I believe so, yes.
I know about the children. I didn't know about married. Oh, dear, how very disappointing.
Oh, well, I'd say married. Who knows, but yeah.
Yes, trying to pin her down to a date for a preview.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was hugely impressed.
Oh, there you go.
By her. And I'm assuming that your latest protege and obsession will be coming and doing something?
I'm sure you are. In fact, I was going to book you for the Malcolm Hardy show.
Ariane?
And Ariane, I don't think she is, no.
No?
Well, she's not doing anything at the Fringe this year.
Well, she can preview your 2017 show, get in ahead of the rush.
She might not be doing that either.
Why?
You're obviously not signed up to her e-letter, are you?
No, I'm not.
Because of a five-year-old child, largely, which means she might not do it till 2019.
Yeah. So what's the difference between having a seven-year-old child and a five-year-old child? There's still a complete albatross around your neck,
indeed,
and a definite no-no for anyone trying to carve a career in comedy, I would say.
Well, there you go. Yeah, anyway.
The five-year-old child is completely putting the kibosh on her attempt at fame.
The five-year-old child isn't helping. Because she would have to go out for 4 weeks.
Well, can't you? You know, there's kennels. There's kennels for. If you've got a cat or a dog, you can put them in kennels. Surely there must be some equivalent for children.
Shackles.
Yeah, you just, I don't know, stick, put them in care. Get, just be caught taking drugs and smoking heavily. Social services will come along, put your kid in care, come back after the festival, say you've totally cleaned up your act, and they'll give you it back.
Anyway, so far, the Malcolm Hardy...
It's just a thought.
Increasingly prestigious Malcolm Hardy Awards show this year.
Yeah, who've
so,
we got?
So far, I've only booked, because I normally don't book anyone until they go up there, but I've booked the lovely Ariane.
Yeah, but she might not be up there.
No, she will be up there this year.
With her performing child.
For four days she's up there this year. And she's already booked some other slots.
You're fading fast now. This has all been too much for you, hasn't it?
It has been. Adolf Hitler. Who am I talking about?
You're talking about Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, who's got a new act for the Dead Elvis. Well, it's an old act. He's going to do
Dead Elvis.
Going to do
yep.
the Dead Elvis. And also, I thought the third person, because we're getting a musical thing here.
Musical
vibe. I think you should be singing at the end.
There's no business Precisely. Like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is... Yes, that sort of thing you mean.
In fact, if you sing that, you can stick a firework up your arse as well.
Could we get... I wonder if...
It'd cost too much money.
All right.
But you could do it yourself.
If he was doing it, he's not doing a show in Edinburgh.
Probably.
But there's loads. I mean, Edinburgh, I think, this year will be up to its nipples in circus acts. I mean, the
really?
Underbelly... The underbelly have got an entire circus hub.
Yeah.
So there's bound to be somebody who is prepared to bare their arse and ram something sparkly up it.
Well, frankly, I'm looking at you now.
Well, to be fair, oddly enough, I was having a bit of a clear out.
Of your bowels, what?
No, of my flat, just like loads of boxes. I'm trying to create some space because I'm hoping to rent out my bedroom while I live in my front room. That's how broke I am.
Is that legal?
Yeah. It's called Airbnb, John.
I thought it was prostitution.
I was clearing out some stuff and I came across this box, not came across in that sort of way, although I nearly did, and it was full of butt plugs. And...
How do I get in these conversations? I studied Latin at school.
Oh, my God, I remember those days. And
what?
There was one which was minuscule. It was like a fairy butt plug. It was like a black rubber fairy wand with a tiny, teeny-weeny little fairy butt plug on the end.
Can I just bring you back to the phrase, I remember those days?
Yes, I do.
Well, which days were these?
My butt plug days, John.
I should point out the
what a great name for a show. My butt plug days.
John. Yeah. Is there a song to be had here?
Give me a week and I'll write one.
So you aren't going to sing?
Well, all right then.
With a firework up your bottom?
No, with a firework or something sparkly up somebody's bottom. That's as far as I'm prepared to go, John.
Well, if you have all these butt plugs, if you put them all together, it must be
something. Well, I'd have to give them a good rinse through.
Because, as I'd like to point out, the screaming child in the background is because we're in the Manabir Shire Emporium and people are flooding in buying African artefacts.
In a couple of minutes, it will annoy me. In fact, maybe just 1 minute, it will annoy me so much that I'll wander up there and give it my death stare. And then you'll hear the little fucker scream.
I hate to be repetitious, but those days...
My butt plug days?
Yes.
Well, I used to be a bit of a bugger for a butt club. Bit of a bugger for a butt plug. See what I did there?
I've never seen the point. What is the point of butt plugs?
I should
plugs?
Be in comedy. I really, really should.
What is the point of butt plugs? Because surely this preempts any possibility of anything else happening.
I know. I used to use... No. This is if there's nobody else there.
What's the point of a butt plug?
Have you never tried one, John?
I've never tried one.
Ooh, I say. Do you know that your anus has far, far, far... Oh, actually, no, for women. The anus is far more sensitive than the vagina.
Women have more sensitive bits in there?
No, the number of nerve endings in your anus just boggles the mind. Therefore, anything that happens in there with a finger or with anything else, it's a very sensitive area, John. It's a very sensitive area.
But
boys, it's the fastest route to the male G-spot.
Where is the male G-spot?
How bendy are you?
Hold on.
Well, it's kind of the prostate.
Right. Okay, there we go.
It's kind of the prostate, really. But if you put a finger up and then kind of slightly hook it round, just as it almost gets to the length of a normal female forefinger.
Hold on, I'll just... There we are.
And hook it round. We're all right there? I should have used a loop, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
No, I'm breathing. I'll be finished in a minute. And kind of hook it round, that's the male G-spot.